You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
As of July 2023, the government scrapped the $5 fee on prescriptions. Since then, the public health system has seen a significant change in hospital admission rates. However, with the new government in Parliament, the government wants to reinstate the $5 co-payment for prescriptions. I spoke to GP in the Auckland City Mission and Professor of General Practitioners and Primary Health Care at the University of Auckland, Dr. Bruce Earle, about the implications the public health system will see if the government reinstates $5 fees on prescriptions. $5 prescription fees were scrapped last July. What are some significant changes the public health system has seen since then?
It's an interesting area. I guess GPs were relieved because we know for some patients, when there was a prescription charge, they would go to the pharmacy and try and pick their medications. Of course, patients may not necessarily know which one is which and what is what. And if you are going to check, if there's only 4 out of 5 medicines, you'd probably want your GP to give you some advice on which ones to pick. And we've actually got pretty good New Zealand data. A randomised trial from last year, and B, a massive study published just a few weeks ago, which may have inspired you to talk about this, just showing you have more hospitalisations in people who have trouble paying for prescriptions. We're excited to put the prescription charge back for various reasons, but it just causes confusion amongst people who aren't very well.
How will the reinstatement of these fees disproportionately impact Māori and Pacifica communities and low-income families?
Well, based on the data from the Big New Zealand study, it will result in more hospitalisations in Māori and Pacific patients. That was well shown. And even in Europe, the only group that weren't affected were Asian. And even people at high income are more likely to be hospitalised when you put the prescription charges back. So it's going to affect a wide range of people. They estimate in the recent study $34 million a year based on unnecessary admissions to hospital.
What barriers do these groups face in accessing affordable prescription medicine?
Well, for some people, totally. For other people, they may pay for the prescriptions but decrease, you know, their food intake. They may go for food that's perhaps less healthy. And I think in the long term, it would just be easier if there was no charge forever, and then everybody knows what the system. Because even in the old system, some pharmacies did charge, some didn't. Very confusing for patients because they're not necessarily well informed as to where the cheap ones are. As a doctor, I get to know it pretty quickly, which are the cheap pharmacies, which are the ones that charge a prescription. But for the average patient trying to work that out, that's sort of not part of their daily work.
What alternative policies could be incorporated to reduce the negative effects of the $5 prescription fees while also controlling healthcare costs?
Well, I think you're going to have costs. The problem is there's the cost of admitting people to hospital and making people's health, causing deteriorations in people's health. So I think we just have to, the funders and planners have to step back and just think, well, what are the hidden harms of putting the costs back on prescriptions, would be my view.
Do you have anything else that you'd like to add?
Just a plea, I guess, to various governments to just leave it alone, and just let's have just fully funded prescriptions long-term so it doesn't confuse generations of people.
And that was GP at the Auckland City Mission and Professor of General Practitioners and Primary Healthcare at the University of Auckland, Dr. Bruce Earle, on the implications of the reinstating of $5 prescription fees.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.